Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Matt Milano and T.J. Sanders will not practice today. Deion Dawkins, Doran Williams, Ed Oliver, Curtis. Curtis will be full, but those other three will be limited. And we'll continue to take it one day at a time like we have. And then the IR guys, the windows are not going to open up at this point in time. So I think that should get you everything you need. Hand.
Hey, Sean, can you tell us a little bit about what you've heard about Bijan Robinson so far in the film study? He looks like he could be a real handful.
Yeah, very explosive, really good football player, and really hard to stop at the same time. So he looks like he's got a real bright future.
The dual threat nature of him, too, because he's not only a runner, but you've seen Henry, who's mostly a runner, but this guy is a dual threat guy.
Big time. Yeah, he can do it in the run game, the pass game. He plays all downs, which is somewhat rare anymore, and we have a ton of respect for his game.
Sean, I've got a number of young edge rushers. I know that they probably feel pretty optimistic. When you look at a guy at this point in their career, they've got a few games in the league, and come into the league with talent that you see in college film, what's the approach to evaluating that, knowing that there's probably a ceiling out there that exists for this player, but they haven't realized it yet because in a lot of ways they're still drinking the fire hose and the head's kind of spinning, in terms of getting ready for a player at this point in their career?
Getting ready for a young pass rusher?
A young pass rusher in particular, if you want to talk about it, but just in general, a player who is highly drafted, highly thought of, but still is learning his way in the NFL this early in his career.
Being specific to the team that we're playing, they've got dynamic rushers and some young players up front, like you asked about, and they're still obviously learning and growing and coming into their own. But I'm sure they're excited about it. Number one pick and some other guys there, and on the offensive side, number one picks there too. So it's they're explosive, they're dynamic. Those are the guys that can grow into becoming difference makers, game changers, if they're not already.
Sean, I know you're limited in what you can say about Tyler Grable with the concussion protocol, but are you still confident that Tyler Bass and Max Harrison will play at some time this year?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm just going off of the medical team's messaging to me, and it's really not much of a change at this point. So, but both are heading in the right direction.
Sean, what is your messaging to the team coming off a game where there were a lot of uncharacteristic things and kind of a negative part that your team did against them? How do you try to set the tone this week to get past that?
Well, it started after the game, and I'm a big believer in the way you respond. If you're doing it right, sets you up for your next opportunity, and that response changes or varies, I should say, based on what's needed. So sometimes it's confidence, sometimes it's encouragement, other times it's, you know, we've got to do this better and that better. But at the end of the day, it's all truthful in the way of making sure we're doing what we need to do to improve and grow and play at a higher level.
What is you said the response changes on the situation. What is the response this week?
I would say there's been a lot, right? So through 3 days, if you say, what day is today? Wednesday? Say Thursday? Today's Thursday. Football world, it's Wednesday. That's all that matters, right? No, I'm just kidding. But if you say, the day after Monday, Tuesday, the guys were in on Monday, obviously, and off Tuesday, and then they were back in yesterday. So you're getting a chance to communicate and do some listening, do some communicating with, and making sure we're all on the same page with, what our standard is and how things are done and what you need to do in terms of what winning habits look like. It's really about, process as opposed to results at this point. It's about how we can make sure that we're all on the same page with those key areas and core values, if you will.
In the same vein, but specifically on Keon, how have you seen him respond to what happened on Sunday and how, your expectations for him on Monday?
What are you referring to with Keon? I know I can address what you're...
The disciplinary actions, the fumble, and yet still having a touchdown. Just how have you seen him respond to the message that you sent him, plus the good and bad that happened on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, our time right now at this point in terms of the response is small because players haven't been, they've been here, but not for yesterday. It was a shorter day, so we'll see how practice goes today. He looked like he was... on his details this morning and in terms of when I saw him and when I was around him. So, we'll just continue to, he's going to continue to grow and we're going to continue to do things the right way. And that's how things work. That's how you win, is when you do things the right way leading into games or whatever it is. You've got to have the good run up to the situation and the opportunity.
Sean, is there any advantage to having the extra day coming off of a loss?
It can go either way, and you could say, I want to get back on the field as quickly as we can, which you want to get back on the field on Monday morning, really. That's not realistic though. So, but it also gives you time to reflect as well when you have that extra day and a little bit longer time on your hands. So, and then you get a chance to, evaluate as well where you're at, how we're doing this, how we're doing that. And then you're able to follow up and have some key conversations that you need to have. And, then it's balancing both those things, like not that you don't do that normally, but you're able to do a little bit more of it and yet get back into the game plan room and work with the staff and things like that. So it can be good if handled the right way, like anything else.
Sean, how do you see Ray Davis navigate this year? Joe Brady has said he wants to get more involved. That hasn't happened so far. So just how do you see Ray kind of handle that?
Yeah, he's been a pro. He has. And like anything else, sometimes you get one opportunity, you take advantage of it. You make that the Super Bowl rep for yourself. That's when you're doing things right, you take that approach. If you get two reps, no different. So, and if you do that, this is generally speaking, not specific to Ray, but if you handle things right, then you would hope that sometimes those opportunities grow, right? And I had two and I made the most of them, I'm getting three, right? Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. There's no guarantee to that, but that's the ideal situation.
What have you seen from the way Michael Penix is operating their offense?
He knows it like the back of his hand. He's extremely... detailed in how he runs their offense and certainly has a great running game to accompany the talents and skills that he brings to the table. And overall, they seem to be very dialed into their offense and the details of their offense.
Hey, Sean, he's not a guy that really gets out of the pocket. He's kind of a pocket passer, which is sort of unusual these days.
in the league, what does that present for your defense? How does that change how you might, you know, approach it?
I mean, he gets out. He just may not get out as much as some of the guys that we've played in the first few weeks here. But, I mean, you pull up the tape, and he still gets out when he needs to. And yet his throwing ability, I'll start there, his throwing ability is very impressive, very accurate. You know, seems to have a great feel for NFL defenses already, which is rare.
Sean, I know a big topic of conversation leading up to last week's game was James Cook maybe getting so many snaps and so much playing time in a reduced capacity with a season of 15 snaps. It looked like he had trouble getting rhythm. Is there a fine balance between the two?
Sure, at any position, right. And for any player. The rhythm is that rhythm and getting a lather and getting going and into the flow of the game is huge. I mean, no different than think back to when you played, right? You're getting in the flow, you're feeling good, you've got a sweat going, and that's important. And finding that rhythm, not just offensively in this case, but defensively, a little bit special teams too, when you can get a player off to a good start, it certainly helps.
In that sense, what is your takeaway from what New England did to him and his lack? He's dropping numbers from Sunday.
Well, I don't want to get into the dropping numbers because that, you know, that's more of a it's a longer conversation. But just really what they did, give them credit. You know, they did a good job of limiting him and his production. But that also is never just one player. It's the entire offense. So again, it takes. When it was good for James and you guys were talking about him a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it is now, it was James plus the other 10 guys on the field. And no different this way when things are over here. It's never just one player. So it's about the team, and we got to continue to put the team first.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.